middle, and last courts in alphabetical order, respectively. The summary documents are preliminary until all allocations are approved by the council. Therefore, we're planning to send out those in two waves, as partially completed and then fully completed. We're happy to take any questions at this time.
Oksana, thank you so much. So this has been an effective tool in the past, and it's now presented just for update. Any questions or concerns for Oksana? Okay, I don't hear any. I want to make sure I didn't miss any hands. I'm going there. I'm learning, but I don't see any hands up. Great, Oksana, thanks so much for that summary of the displays. And that gets us to our final informational item, and Cottrell remains with us. There he is. Thanks, Cottrell. And this is the TCTF funds held on behalf expenditure reporting. It's a routine item that we hear about, and Cottrell is anything but routine. He's effective, and he's here to give us the update. Thanks, Cottrell.
Not a problem. So again, as Judge Conklin mentioned, info item 3, which is found on pages 40 through 48 of your materials, is the TCTF funds held on behalf expenditure reporting. As you probably recall, but for those who may not, upon completion of the TCTF funds held on behalf projects or planned expenditures, courts are required to report to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee within 90 days on the project or planned expenditures and how those funds were expended. Last month, so this past July, Budget Services staff requested a status on projects or planned expenditures from those courts that had indicated completion through July of this calendar year. Three courts indicated completion status, and a summary of each court's completed projects can be found in Attachment 3B. Again, that concludes my brief presentation for this info item, but I can answer any questions should any arise.
Sometimes brevity is great. Thanks, Cottrell. I appreciate it. Any questions for Cottrell? Anything, questions for Cottrell on this? Okay. So we're well within our 3-hour allotment, though I don't want to say we just have to go to noon for the fun of it. I just want to give everybody a chance. I want to do acknowledge, as we always do, the work of Budget Services, John, Zlatko, Brandy, everybody else. Our job is a challenging one, but you bring to us wisdom and thoroughness and expertise that we continually to express appreciation for, and I hope you know that appreciation is genuine. And that flows upwards as well to the advocacy efforts of Martin and his team. So with that, anything else for the good of the order? Brandy, can you remind us about our next tick-back date?
I can. Currently, we are scheduled for November 18th.
Okay. I have some optimism that we might be able to do that face-to-face, folks. We'll see. That optimism is obviously dictated by realistic current events. And so, as always, I wish you all well. Your jobs are just so challenging. Thanks for the time you contribute to this committee, and I hope you do everything you can to stay safe and effective. Anything else at all? Anybody want to be heard? Y'all want to finish? Is there a motion? Okay. Thanks all, folks. We are adjourned after successful work. Thank you all so much. Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.